Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Backseat S&M with Simon and Michael. And joining me in the studio is the wonderful Celia Pavey. We spoke to you not too long ago on the phone and you're now in the studio, which is great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, I wanted to know a little bit about you growing up. Whereabouts did you grow up?
I grew up in a little town called Forbes, sort of, it's in New South Wales.
Right.
And it's near like Orange Bathurst Parks, Elvis Festival, it's near
right,
there.
Right, yeah.
And I just spent a lot of time at church and that's sort of where my singing developed.
Right,
and my mum's a singer and she plays organ and my older sister's an incredible singer, so I was sort of, I couldn't avoid music.
I'm wondering also, at what point in your life did you realise that you could sing and that you could do it really well and make a profession of it?
I guess it was when I would sing little duets with my older sister Emily, and when we began to sing more publicly, I became more confident in doing that, and I realised I could probably sing by myself as well. She sort of gave me that confidence to do things by myself. So
excellent. Yeah. And where was your start? Did you do busking or was it in church?
More at school. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
At high school I started to sing just duets with my sister, and at little there was like performance things in the town and a Stedfords and stuff like that, just little shows.
Right. Yeah. And I noticed that you were recently down at the Port Fairy Folk Festival.
Yes.
What did you think of that?
That was amazing. That's like my first festa I've ever done.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so much fun, and I had Hugo there with me, and we were just,
oh wow,
we met so many amazing people and it was just incredible.
Excellent, excellent. I suppose with myself, I'm a pastry chef, and in family functions I always get called upon to make the cake.
Yeah.
Does everybody expect you to sing Happy Birthday at a birthday party?
No, not really. I guess because there's so many musical people in my family, they don't want to sort of pinpoint just one person.
The focus is off you.
Yeah. So I think we all just do it together.
Oh, there have
been moments where I've been young. I think there's a little video I've seen where Mum says, "Celia, please sing May Jesus Bless You" or something.
Yeah.
And I say, "No," and I start crying. Oh, I was a little grumpy when I... So it's really funny.
Are you happy that hasn't made it onto YouTube yet?
Definitely.
Now, I didn't want to touch too much on The Voice, but with the new judges that were on this year, so we've got Kylie and Will.i.am, would you have made a different decision with different judges?
Probably, yeah.
Who would you have gone with?
If I was on this year's season? Probably Ricky.
Okay.
Although I'm just saying that because I've spent time with him and I think he's just an incredible person. But yeah, he's probably Ricky. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. You've got the new EP Bodies out. Tell us a little bit about, or you just play the track Red. Tell us about that track in particular.
Well, I guess a lot of the writing that I do is inspired by mainly just the emotions I've felt from the experiences in my life so far from the people in my life. So it's all very honest and real, and all the songs are about, you know, could be about love, people's habits, friendship, all those sorts of things are in the EP. So
okay. Yeah. And the track Red, what in particular is that about?
That's sort of just about people's habits.
Okay.
And it's about like them affecting people in your family or whether they're friends or whoever in a positive or a negative way, like however it goes. But yeah, just people's habits and loving people in particular for their weaknesses no matter what.
Wow. Yeah. And do you have a favourite track on that EP?
I'm not quite sure. I really enjoyed writing a couple of the songs with co-writers. That was a really good experience. So I hold those songs close to my heart. Like I wrote Shadow with Tim Hart from Boy and Bear.
Right.
So I think that was a very special, that song in particular was about just friendships, and we connected on that level of those sort of, just having those emotions toward friends and stuff like that. So I hold a lot of those songs very close. I guess maybe Red, because I wrote that one solely by myself, I think a couple of weeks before going into recording.
Wow.
So that was a really quick decision to put that one on the EP. So yeah,
wow.
Because it's very, yeah, very sensitive and real and honest. So,
and you can get that from the vocals. And I think one of the things that surprises me about you, one, is how young you are. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, we had Gabrielle Aplin in.
Yeah.
And she's 21, and and just the deepness in the vocals and the lyrics and the meanings of the songs from somebody so young is just incredible. So that's why I wanted to ask where.
Yeah.
Where these feelings came from,
yeah.
Because you wouldn't expect it in somebody so young.
Yeah, I guess it's just so far in life that's what's come into the music, and it's, yeah, just honesty is amazing to have in music.
Want to be seen and heard at all the big LGBTIQ events across the community now and into 2015? Become a Joy sponsor and have your message heard by potential 300,000 plus Joy listeners every month. We can get you on air and online today. Yes, today. It's easy. Call Mark or Mike in Joy's sponsorship team right now on 1300-JOY-949. Do it now, 1300-569-949. You'd be surprised how little it costs to support the voice of the Joy community and promote your business. 1300-JOY-949. We do like to say Joy a lot, don't we? Joy, 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 joy.
Tell us a bit about the tour. You're about halfway through.
I'm almost done. I've only got four shows left. So,
yeah,
I'm having the time of my life. It's been just incredible. And the different vibes of the shows have been so fun. And just going around, like, hanging out with the band is really cool too. Like, I've got my boyfriend on drums, Hugo. I've got Mikhail on bass and Mitch on guitar. And they're so awesome to have around. They're so funny.
So, oh, that's great that you get to tour with such close friends.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Awesome. And have you been down to Victoria much at all doing shows or...?
A couple of times, I guess, just after The Voice, we were here down doing a couple of just promotion things just for the albums. And I haven't been to Melbourne many times. This is probably my fourth time to Melbourne. So
okay,
yeah.
Awesome. Is there anywhere that you would like to go to play, somewhere like Vegas? Or what's your dream location to play a gig?
I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about that, I guess. I'm just sort of taking it as it comes. But it would be amazing to travel and just play at big venues and just share music to everyone. And I'm not sure. I can't pinpoint one.
And are you more of a small venue person, sort of more intimate?
I guess at the moment, quite vibey and just...
Yeah.
I just want people to sit and relax and just hang with each other and enjoy the good vibes of cool music. And
okay. Yeah. Awesome. One... off the beaten track question. Do you ever get asked to do things like weddings and things like that? You do?
Yeah, before The Voice and everything, I would do a lot of weddings with my older sister.
Wow.
We did lots of weddings, and that's really cool. I like doing weddings.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I wanted to bring that up because when I'm able to get married,
then
I definitely want you as a wedding singer.
Yes,
because
of course.
It would be excellent. Excellent. With your covers, I particularly loved Feel Good Inc. And the one thing I liked about that, it was so taken away from the original and sort of stripped right back, and you just gave it your all. What track at the moment would you like to cover next? What are you into at the moment?
I don't know. I guess at the moment I'm listening to a lot of gangster music. So I
really?
Like to, yeah.
I wouldn't have picked that from you.
Not full on gangster, like not the old school gangster, but I listen to a lot of Beyonce.
Okay.
And I really like, I just really like the whole gangster beats and that sort of thing. I like covering music that's sort of obscure and you wouldn't think to cover it in an acoustic way. So it's, I sort of like doing that. It's really fun.
And I've got to be honest, I actually didn't watch The Voice when you were on it.
That's cool.
And I got to the end of it and I think, no, it was the very last episode that I saw. But when I heard Feel Good Inc. after, that's when it just blew me away, and I thought, wow, this is just incredible. So,
thank you.
So the EP's come out. Yep. Have you got plans for an album?
Definitely, I'm constantly writing, so there's definitely going to be more coming from me in the future. I'm not going to stop, so I've got to keep going and try and get it out there and make the most of this career so far.
Excellent. One thing that I found quite surprising is when you released Red, the first place that you released it was on SoundCloud. So I got to hear it first there before it did actually get released.
Yeah.
Was that a conscious decision to release it on SoundCloud first? Or do you think that's the way that the industry's heading?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure. It was just sort of a joint decision between like the record label and management and all that sort of thing. So it was just, I think it was a really good idea too, because it just went crazy. I've had a ridiculous number of plays on there, which is, it means so much to me that people are listening to that song and yeah, it's awesome.
Excellent. All right. Well, you're about to go and play Toffintown tonight.
Yes.
I'll be there, front and centre.
Awesome.
thank you so much for coming in to visit us in studio.
No worries.
And,
thank you for having
hopefully
me.
When you're back in town, you'll come back again.
For sure.
Joy.
You walk away again. Now you tell me so. I got the money to spend on it. Well, I should've known. And I wonder, will this color ever fade? And I wonder, is it all just a phase? But I love you for the weakness that you bring, my love. And I'll hold you for longer than I did before. And I need you like a bottle of red wine, never slipping from my hands. Oh, no, no, oh, no. Show your pretty face, reveal your habits, if it don't matter anyway. Feel the poison rushing through your veins. And I wonder, will this color ever fade? One more drop won't make this feeling go away. But I love you for the weakness that you bring, my love. And I'll hold you for longer than I did before. And I need you like a bottle of red wine, never slipping from my hands. Whoa, whoa, no. For the weakness that you bring, my love. And I'll hold you for longer than I did before. And I need you like a bottle of red.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.